An avatar is one who lives his philosophy. An avatar is one who lives his philosophy. Now, this could be a mother, father. This can be a family member. This can be a governmental official. It could be the president, the governor, the mayor, a legislator. It can be a teacher. It could be anyone at all, but one who lives their philosophy. Do you live your philosophy? Do you live the philosophy that you say you believe? Do you live the philosophy that you say is so important to you? Do you live the philosophy that you say is the most wonderful thing in the world, is the most wonderful way of living in the world? Just what is your philosophy? What is my philosophy? Well, our philosophy is that we like ourselves. Our philosophy is that we think that we're pretty nice people. Yes, our philosophy is that we think that the things that we do are good things. We think that the things that we do are desirable things. We think the things that we do are things that everyone in the world would delight in doing. Is this what you believe? Is this what you believe? An avatar is one who lives his philosophy. Well, most of us have little or no idea of what our philosophy is. What sort of things do we think are important? Do we think it's important to live a happy life? It's certainly a desirable thing, isn't it? But do you think it's important to live a happy life? Well, if you do, then that means it's up to you to be happy. Not somebody else, but you. This is your credo. This is your edict. This is your proclamation that has the force of law in your life. This is what an avatar is. This is what a mother is, a father is, a human being is, anyone at all. Everyone is an avatar. Everyone lives their philosophy to the degree that they think their philosophy is important. To the degree that they think their philosophy is wonderful and good and beautiful. Teachers oftentimes teach their children in school their philosophy. They teach them what they believe is true. They teach them what they believe is right and good. They teach them what they believe they should learn. But if the teacher is really not excited about their philosophy, is really not excited about what subject the teacher is teaching, the students will not be excited about that subject. Oh, they may go off on their own and study it because they know they should. Or they may have someone else who inspires them, but not the teacher. Not the person who calls himself the avatar, the one who theoretically lives whatever teaching they have, whatever philosophy they have. Very seldom in schools do they teach what is good and what is bad. They merely teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. And those are good things too. But what is good and what is bad? What is desirable? And what is undesirable? They send you to the principal's office if you do something undesirable. They send you to your mother or father if you do something undesirable. They don't sit you down and say, now, was that a desirable thing to do? Is that something that you'd like other children to do to you or with you? An avatar is one who lives their philosophy, a teacher. If this teacher believes that that's part of the training in school, is to train the children to be harmonious with one another, to live a happy, healthy, rewarding, vital life. If that is what the teacher believes, then that's a good thing. But most teachers get out of that area. They send them to the principal. They send them home to their parents. They will not tolerate them being naughty, but they don't do anything about it. Whenever an incident comes up in our life and our teaching or our philosophy is being challenged by anyone, It's up to us to be an avatar. It's up to us to step right in there and say, hey, I do not like to ride in a car when the driver is speeding. I do not like to ride in a car when the driver is not taking care of the laws of the road, when the driver is doing things that are improper. Well then, get out of my car, lady. Get out of my car, man. That's true. If you are known as the type of person who always wants to obey the law and always wants to cooperate, you don't even speed, you don't go over the limit. Sometimes you stay even a little under the limit, but you don't come over it. And you drive properly at all times. An avatar is someone who's always living their philosophy. Their philosophy is an edict. It's a proclamation having the force of law. And everything you do and I do is an edict having the force of law. Oh, driving a car beyond the speed limit, or carelessly, or anything else of that nature, seems like such a minor thing, but it's not. It's all the little things in life that go to make up a truly wonderful philosophy that we live by. You know, when you talk to people, they will do certain things or they won't. You know, with your friends, some of them have principles and some of them have teachings and philosophies that they live up to, and they will not allow themselves to be out of that philosophy. They'll not allow themselves to step away from what their belief is. And some people are just flowing with whatever's going on. If whatever is going on is not what they would normally do, they flow with it because it's what everybody's doing. If somebody jumped off the Empire State Building, would you jump off too? No, not at all. There are certain things that you wouldn't allow yourself to do. But an avatar is one who really lives his philosophy, who lives up to whatever he believes. If he believes speeding is incorrect, he will not allow himself to be in a car that is speeding. He will walk rather than the other. But that's a long distance. Well, then don't get yourself in that position. Call a cab or talk to the person who's driving and say, I would appreciate if we would always obey the law, if we'd always go by the rules of the road. In life, if we would just stand up for who we are, gently, nicely, we don't have to ride in that car. We can walk. We don't have to violate laws at any time. We can always stop and live our life according to our rules and our edicts and our direction. However you want to live your life, it shows in the life that you're living. It shows in your affairs. It shows in the happiness you're having. Oh, you may have tremendous experiences. You may have tremendous opportunities to show your principles, to show who you are. But that still doesn't mean you change it. You know of a lot of people who go through life with very terrible experiences, very great injuries, great a paraplegic, for instance, or other people who have injuries to their body. And instead of allowing that to destroy them, they stand up firmly and say, hey, I can do this. Hey, I can walk. Hey, I can make this movement. Hey, I can do these things. And they won't let their wheelchair hinder them. They won't let their life bother them. They make out of their life whatever it is they believe. And if they're happy people, no matter how terrifying or terrible their life may be, they will be happy people. You prove to the world that you live your philosophy and you show what your philosophy is by what you live. Not the experiences you go through, but how you respond to the experiences you go through. How you respond to the conditions of your life. A proclamation having the force of law, the proclamation, I like me, the proclamation, all is in divine in my world, the proclamation, there is now peace on earth, the proclamation, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, the proclamation, all is in divine order now. That's my avatar. That's my philosophy. That's who I am, and that's who you are too. Stand up today to who you are and live it and delight in it and think and know that you're the most wonderful being on the face of the earth now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.